Please be seated. Who are you? I mean, how do people know who you are? What is your identity? Do people know who you are by how you look or speak or how you dress? Do people know who you are by your family? By your grandparents and your parents, your siblings, aunts and uncles? Or do people know who you are, your true identity, by how you live? We tend to assume that Jesus always knew who he was and what he was about. But what the gospel story reveals is that a day came when the young man Jesus left his home place in Nazareth and found this wild prophet in the wilderness, John, standing in the Jordan River. And I imagine that as Jesus stood on the shore, that he talked with the others who were gathered around, standing there and watching others being baptized. Of course, John's baptism was different than the one we have today. John's baptism was strictly for the repentance of sins. That is, it was a recommitment for Jews to follow the covenant, to somehow prepare themselves for the one whom was coming, the one that some expected might be John himself. Of course, Jesus is baptized, and then this image of a dove descending from heaven as the Holy Spirit lands on him and anoints him with the Holy Spirit. We need to remember that Messiah, Christ, are the same thing. Messiah is the word that means anointing, and that Christ is simply the Greek word that means anointed. Jesus Christ is Jesus the anointed, anointed by the Holy Spirit. And recall how the old prophet Samuel in the book of Kings poured out oil over Saul and then over David, anointing them. The oil being a sign of God's special calling and sealing of them in his spirit to lead the chosen people, to govern the people of Israel. When it was Jesus' turn, I suppose, he stepped into that river and waded out to where John was, and the mud pressed up between his toes. And at that point, sometimes we might ought to stop in the story. And I wonder if you've wondered this yourself. Why did Jesus, a sinless one, a righteous man, why did he even come to be baptized by John? Think about it. Remember that John says to the people who were coming to him, "You brood of vipers, who told you to flee the wrath that was coming, that is coming? Crooked tax collectors, greedy merchants, and stuck-up scribes from the temple, and common folk like you and me, all come to John because they hear something there that they pay attention to." So what is Jesus doing in this story? I think Jesus was putting himself shoulder to shoulder with us, standing in the mess that we stand in, identifying in full solidarity with all of humanity. Imagine it. This is Jesus, the incarnate Word, the one who created everything, or through whom everything was created, all that's seen and unseen. That word becomes a living, breathing creature, born of a woman, and now, to return to the story, and now he's a young man ready to take on his calling and claim his identity. And he does it in these waters. After his baptism, after the Spirit descends on him, and after the echo of that voice fades away, do you remember what happened? Jesus goes out into the desert and is tempted to give up his identity as God's beloved. But Jesus chose to hold on to that identity, and he returned home to Nazareth, walked into his synagogue, unrolled the Isaiah scroll, and read this aloud. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and restore the sight of the blind, to let the oppressed go free. And then he sat down. He claimed his identity. Or in other words, I think Jesus responded to what he heard God say, "This is my son, the beloved." I think in that action of Jesus, as he says, "Yes, I am. I am the Lord's beloved." He claimed his identity, and he spent the remainder of his living days growing in that identity, growing in love, growing in courage and mercy and compassion for all people, and showing us how to live our lives in a completely new way. The water that is about to be poured into that font is the same water in which Jesus was baptized. It is the same dangerous water over which the Spirit of God hovered in the beginning of creation. It is the same water that God divided and delivered his people from Pharaoh's bondage. And it is the same water that Jesus offered the woman at the well, the living water of life. In that water, these persons and us are buried with Christ in his death, who by that death broke the power of sin in two. And the only thing that happens when you break sin in half is life springs forth. The resurrection is not a surprise if you understand what Paul understood about sin. Sin kills. To break it means release of the captives. Release for all of us from the power of eternal death. From that water, we come out an Easter people, new creations, who may live, if we so have faith, free from the fear of eternal death, free to become a people who are formed by the baptismal promises that we make and by the inestimable freedom that flows from the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is about to descend upon all of us again. And for the remainder of the days of the lives of these candidates, and for the remainder of our days, we strive to honor our baptismal promises and strive to obey the commands to love as God, as Jesus loved, and to forgive as he forgave, and to live as he lived. This is how we take on the new identity in Christ, day by day and year by year, following. And following not by ourselves, but in this community, or in the community of Christ wherever we find ourselves. Sharing in the prayers, sharing in the gifts of the sacraments that God gives us. Learning to be disciples. And little by little, by every choice to love that we make, being converted into new creations. There is no amen that concludes this sermon. Instead, today we will say what we say to our children in the formation program. The first thing we say is that we have all the time we need. always. God has given us all the time we need. The second thing we say is that it's time to get ready. Candidates for baptism, sponsors, parents and grandparents, it's time to get ready. Are you ready? And let's begin.